Be calling this meeting to order. Can everybody stand up if you're able to for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. Can I get a roll call, please?
Thank you. Ms. DeGennaro.
I'm here. I did not hear one word the mayor said before he said roll call. So when he moved away, I couldn't hear him on Zoom.
We just notified everybody inside the auditorium here that there is no audio on the speakers inside here.
Okay.
Okay, and the meeting was started at 6:26 p.m. And the record should reflect Ms. DeGennaro is here. Ms. Dugato. She's here. Ms. Vidomsky, she's here. Mr. Joseph DiMartino. Mrs. Kurnica, she's here. Mr. Sill, he's here. Mr. Jim DiMartino. Mr. Hyder, he's here as well. Mr. Sampson is excused. Okay. Mr. Mayor, the record should reflect that there are seven members present in person, one via Zoom. So you have a quorum for your meeting.
All right. Thank you very much, Mark. Number four is going to be the public portion. Mr. President, should we do the presentation, seeing how it's only on the senior center? Okay. Yeah. Okay. The public portion is usually anything on the agenda. The agenda today is only a presentation of proposed joint senior center with the Ansonia, questions and answers. So we could have a public portion right now and you can ask questions, but it makes more sense to have the presentation that might answer some of your questions. So we're gonna skip the public portion, go to number five, and then go into questions and answers or after number five, we can go to public portion. And then number six would be Alderwomen questions and answers. Okay. We don't need a motion on that. We'll just do that. Okay. So we're going to go to number five for presentation of the proposed joint senior center with the city of Ansonia. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, they can hear. It gets recorded.
And it's being recorded. It has to be recorded.
In order to they can hear it through the microphone because of the way this thing is set up. And also the recording, if you want your comments to be included for the record, like I should say here, but if you want to include it for the record, you can speak it with a microphone. And we'll move the podium down if people need to get closer, okay?
My question is, I have to be somewhere, and this presentation is longer than 20 minutes.
It's not gonna be that long.
All right, because otherwise I can't move it to speak. Yeah.
Okay, you want to jump to the first slide?
Okay. All right, welcome everyone. My name is Mike Marcinek. I am a partner with the architectural firm of AEPM International in downtown Ansonia, 241 Main Street. Okay. I'll step away from the mic. I don't want to scream into the mic. My name is Mike Marcinek. I'm a partner with the firm of AEPM Ansonia. I'm representing the city of Ansonia and doing the drawings for the architectural and the MEP engineering. Here with me to help discuss is Steve Spellman and James Tenner, construction managers. Project managers are going to be assisting us with the construction of the project. Also from Ansonia is Sheila O'Malley and John Marini. To walk you through the presentation, the new senior center is approximately 8,000 square feet, represented by various functions. You have a handout, everyone. In the turn page right over the top is the floor plan layout. You'll see in that document various rooms all the way over on the left side of the plan. The larger space, which is the open space, mainly used for functions, large functions, bingo, things like that. It's in brown on the screen. That's almost approximately 3,000 square feet. We have administrative offices as you first come in through the lobby. If you look at the bottom of the page, that little jut out of the bottom of the page is the tower right now that we're, if you go downtown Ansonia, you'll see the police station tower with the glass and the white drive it. That is the entrance. The entrance is right on Main Street. The entrance has parking at 65 Main, ground parking. It has easy accessible space for an elevator to get up to the third floor of the building. From there, you'll have access all the way through the space, accessible space. There will be no issues relative to any accessibility. As these buildings are designed, they're designed for ADA. Within the building itself, within the senior center, if you look at the green space to the right side of the open area, that is a multi-purpose room that will be used for aerobics, for meetings, for whatever aspects of functionality that the seniors have or need to have. We're gonna put in movable chairs, movable tables, so that they can be broken down, stored, or reused for other functions if we have to use larger functions. Between the two, and this is an old program, we've modified it for the last design. Between the open space and the multi-purpose room, you see two rooms there. We've taken those out. We've opened that wall up. We put a open dividing glass door system, so we can close it off or open it up and make the room even bigger. We can go up to almost 4,000 square feet for a multi-purpose room. It's probably one of the bigger areas around. It's almost as big as this gym when it gets down to it. Just to the white area, just to the north a little bit, is the kitchen. You have a picture in that handout I gave you of the kitchen. That's gonna be a brand new kitchen. We should have sufficient room in there for catering or in-house cooking during breakfasts or lunches, whatever you need. But it's going to be really geared for mostly catering facilities on large events. To the north, what was blue to the north, that was used to be a facility for the health facility, gym equipment, things of that nature. We've Ansonia made a change. They're going to be able to allow you access to the gym on the second floor. That's all the way over to the right side of the plan. About two thirds of that is a brand new gym for the that's going to be used for the police department and for that building. So we've taken the gym out of the space, one, to save money so we don't have to buy equipment, but two, to give us more flexibility in what we want to do. So we put the computer room back there. That's where that's going to be. Adjacent to the card lounge as well. So the back area is going to have the computer room, the card lounge, and arts and craft room. And then at the end, you'll see that arrow in the middle, right where the end of it on the upper left side, that is now another multi-purpose room we've added of about 900 square feet. So at any point in time, this facility could house multiple functions in different rooms, whether it's a bingo one or a aerobics or a card game or whatever. It'll be flexible enough with the 9,000, almost 8,500 square feet that you can house numerous different items of functions for the seniors. We've been able to squeeze in toilet facilities, one handicap in the back area. You have one in the lobby where the elevator tower is. And then we have the large toilet facility to the south there, which is all going to be renovated. In the picture, in the handout that I gave you, you have a couple of images of what the functions of the main multi-purpose room or our open space is going to be. You'll have card tables, big tables for functions, for bingo. They can be broken down, used for other areas and stored, or they can be put up and used. We can fit right now in the main area of the 2,900 square feet, about 100 people. By adding the multipurpose room and breaking the walls down with glass dividers, we can put almost 175 people in that facility at one time. Okay. Anybody have any questions relative to the facility, how to get into the facility, rooms, functions? I'm free to answer any questions relative to how the senior center was put together for your use. I'll repeat the question. Okay, so the question was, what level? The level is actually the third level of the building. The ground level on Main Street is parking, and that's to be determined to how they're gonna, who's gonna park there. The second parking level, which is on East Main, is for the police department vehicles and any of the emergency vehicles for the PD. And that's where they're gonna bring their prisoners in and take them up. They have a special elevator for their prisoners from the second garage level up to the PD straight. There's no intermediate stop. That has been blocked off at the third floor. The senior center is actually on the third level of the building. The PD is on the fourth level of the building. To answer your question? Okay. Any questions? Anybody? Okay. Question is, what happens with the elevator? What happens if people can't walk? They have to get down the elevator. And I'll go into how fire code usually operates as well. Okay. So the whole building is on an emergency generator. Okay. So at no point in time will you ever lose power to the main corridors or lighting or the facility. It's on 24/7 generator. So if there's a power glitch, if there's an automatic kick on in the generator, lights go back on, all the life safety goes on, all the emergency egress signs go on, elevators will stay operable, okay? Now, in case of an emergency, if there was an emergency there, fire, generally what typically, if you can't get down, there's supposed to be an area of refuge that's associated with each floor. So if someone in a wheelchair can't get down, they go to that area of refuge. That's the first area firemen are supposed to hit. And they're supposed to be there, go up the stairs, go to those areas of refuge. Generally, there's a phone in that area for those people if there's an emergency call, okay? So in terms of emergency, if there was a fire, you should not be going down the elevator if you're in a wheelchair, okay? You should go to that area of refuge. That area is designated for purposes of one-hour rated walls. So for example, if there was a fire somewhere there and you went into that area and you couldn't get down the emergency stairs, but you had to get down, those doors automatically close. Everything around you is rated for 1 hour. Okay, so no fire can get to you for an hour. Generally, that's more than sufficient time for firemen to be there, get there, especially when they're right around the corner. Okay, does that answer your question?
Yes. Okay.
Any other questions? Yeah.
Can you tell me how many parking spaces there are for seniors?
For the people that are on Zoom, just hold on one second. We're going to take the questions in here first, and then we'll take the people on Zoom, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, the question is, where is the location of the building? Okay, the location of the building is 65 Main Street, which is where right at the intersection of... you know where the Farrell Company is? Right at Upper Main, going toward Main Street, South Main, going toward Seymour, right in that Upper Main area. The restaurant's across the street. Right across from the Maple Street Bridge. The question from the audience was how many parking places relative to the space? That has not been determined yet, how we're going to allocate parking.
It's right now an open parking lot. There's basically at night is when it gets busy. So during the day, that lot is fairly free. You know, the restaurants do have a lot of business there, and a lot of people do park in there in the evenings. But during the day, lately, when I, you know, once the, now that the contractors are out of there, it's pretty open. Yes, that's shared. Well, Massimino's just is at, in that location. They don't have any parking. It's all downtown city parking. The there's going to be some designated senior spots. We just haven't determined where they're going to be.
Under the building, was that available for the public, or is that just the police?
That's really to be determined. The question is about the public parking in the garage underneath the PD parking. Right now, that's to be discussed with the city officials in Ansonia. They're going to make that decision, how they approach that parking. But there will be designated parking places right outside that entrance, so you can get easy access to the elevator at that front door at 65 Main. Buses. Connecticut Transit constantly goes up and down Main Street. But Valley Transit, I think we've got to have a discussion on. Yeah. Valley Transit. Yes. There's the question is about one entrance. There is one main entrance, correct. You have a secondary emergency egress exit that goes out to East Main Street for emergency purposes. If you look at that floor plan that's on here, all the way around the building, and you can't see it, it's not up, all the way around the building is a corridor. That corridor on the northeast corner leads out to Main Street. Go down the stairs, right out to Main Street. That's for fire emergency egress. Any questions?
Mark?
One minute.
All right, so I'll repeat the question for everyone. Question was about putting Derby taxpayer money into the building and what is the equity that comes out of that from the city of Derby's perspective. And also the question about accreditation to the PD, whether or not it could be used for functionality other than a police department. I can't answer the question on the accreditation of the facility. I would just temper any of that, those comments made by PD, because they like to get their own facilities. They like that. Okay. I would feel safe in that facility if I was there, you know, so. Sure.
Of all the municipalities in the state, almost half are COLIT. Their police, of all the municipalities in the state, almost half are co-located, their police departments are co-located with other facilities. So I'm not sure that's an accurate statement. But the total project is about $1.2 million. Okay, for a 9,000 square foot. So what do you get? So you get a brand new facility. You get a brand new senior center with an agreement, if the board approves, to it'll be yours as well. With an agreement, it'll Well, you would have an agreement, in which case, you know, there'd be clawbacks. Right. Well, you wouldn't sign anything without an agreement. You wouldn't just hand over the money without, you know, the.
I don't want to hand over. I work.
Well, we're not asking you. We're not asking you to hand it over. We're just saying it.
But I will make a comment. There's. No, no.
There's grant money given out. It's on your dirt all around us. We have to put a private election look that could write and get us money so we can have our own. We have more to bring to the table than Ansonia does, from what I hear. I mean, I'm a member, but I'm also a member in Oxford. I don't have to take the money. But I'm a member.
Well, as Sheila explained, it is a capital investment by both cities, okay? And there will be agreements between the city aldermen, between both cities, to allow residents to use those facilities as it's their own. So, you know, that to me, whether it's in Ansonia or Derby, I've lived in Seymour all my life, okay? And to me, the Valley is the Valley, you know, that we're one community. In reality, okay, so, but, sure.
$330,000 is a lot of money, okay, but that $330,000, if we tried to put it into something in Derby, it's gonna cost you a lot more, number one. Number two, where are we going to put it in Derby? There isn't any place to put it in Derby. Right. And if it's like anything else in Derby, it won't get done because they don't do anything.
Thank you. All right, so her comment is about $300,000 to do the facility. Okay, so.
Can I just have some quiet? Okay, so. She made a comment about the value of $300,000, what it could do for you in your own town. You're not gonna get an 8,000 square foot facility for $300,000. As Sheila explained, this is a $1.2 million venture. And this is not even buying the building. The building was there, they owned the building. So if you wanted to buy the building as well, this was just for interior renovations. A building of 9,000 square feet is gonna cost you somewhere between $250 to $300 a square foot in that range. So if you had a 10,000 square foot building, it's $3 million. What's the tax burden on the city for a $3 million bond proposition? Now, grant money, if you can get grant money for something like this, I'd say go for it, get it. But it's not that easy. The state is not giving out grant money like that. You can't even use the American Recovery Act money for any of this. We tried, we looked at it. So, you know, we'd love to be able to do that, but we can't. So for $300,000, you get an 8,000 square foot brand new facility that you'll be as a community, as a senior center that has, you know, probably twice as many people attending. It's going to be great. And, you know, we'll make it nice.
I'll just add that the Mayor Zekin and Mayor Cassetti are looking at these regional projects because we're so small that our ability to sustain ourselves in the future is going to diminish, right? So where does it make sense to combine and create savings for everyone? And the taxpayers, of course, are first and foremost. So I just wanted to—
Yeah, both communities save on taxes.
I think it's also a fair point that begs, you know, really demands repeating. This isn't an investment that we're asking for to have use of our senior. Sorry. This isn't an investment on your part to have use of the senior center. And the microphone is just for Zoom. It's not going into the PA. So we're not asking for an investment for you to make use of our senior center. It's an investment to join in one single senior center for Ansonia and Derby. And that involves being able to join together to make decisions, decisions in terms of how it's operated, what the programming is going to be. We've been very upfront that we're looking to create a single commission that will oversee the operation as if it was one entity. So again, it's a fair point. You know, you wouldn't be making an investment when you can join any, but it's more than about joining. It's about forming one singular entity with the city of Ansonia to have your own senior center in this building.
They come up and cash is king. You've got it. You can buy or you can redo or redecorate a building as necessary. We hear talk about use of the high school. I'm not trying to sell it because there may be drawbacks in using the high school. So I'm not 100%. It is a possibility. It has advantages. And one of them is you already own the building. I've already saved you money. Already saved you money. So I think some other things should be considered other than going to Ansonia, because we all can go there. I have a membership from Ansonia. I have one for Shelton. And of course I have one for Derby. I serve on the Elderly Commission and I'm concerned about all the seniors in Derby, not just the members of the Senior Center. So I'm looking at things that might help them out as well as members that already come to the center. I'd like to see our bus get on the road. We bought it 3 years ago. 3 years ago, we bought a bus. It has not taken seniors anywhere. So I'm done, I'm finished. I just wanted to get that out because I appreciated what you said. And I want to back up some of the statements that you made. Thank you for making them.
I'm not as active as I should be, but I'm older too. But I also belong to Oxford and different ones. I just can't see that equity going there. I know we have to pay something. I mean, we can't go there for nothing, but we'll half expenses or whatever it is. I think we should be able to work something out without that equity in an Ansonia building.
That's falling apart.
Okay. But
to be parted back and forth.
I'll drive the car. I got a question.
You'll drive it.
I'll drive the car.
I mean, that's just
if somebody would like to speak, please raise your hand.
And we'll bring the mic, and if you could just address the board, that'll make
we it. We also got one on the Zoom.
Hi, I'm not for it or against it because I don't know what's going on, the details of it. My question is, who is doing the legal work? So you had said, Sheila, that you don't move in anywhere until you do all the paperwork, you sign. Who represents Derby?
City attorney, the attorney for Derby on this arrangement is Rich Bertperla of Bertram, Moses, and Devlin, who's with us tonight on Zoom. Given the fact that there's a little bit of a conflict that could result if our firm, Marino, Zabel, and Schellenberg, represented both cities at the same time. So for the purpose of this arrangement, because it involves a negotiation, Rich Bertperla is representing Derby. And that's the city of Derby.
Our mayor hired him?
That would be the mayor.
Mayor, you hired him? Where did you find to get him? Was he recommended by this firm? That was representing Derby.
They're a very good firm.
Right. He represented.
No, I just want to make sure because I heard
Seymour, Thomas Seymour's attorney still.
All right. Well, I had heard that the two. All right.
Attorney Bertperla and his firm represented Derby years ago. Actually, I believe when Mayor Garofalo was in office. So there is even some past history with Derby.
I want to jump to Zoom.
Not discrediting you. I know you guys are good, but.
I want to jump to Zoom for any questions, okay? If someone on Zoom has a question. Anybody on Zoom have a question?
Mark, it's Barbara. Are we going to allow the public first before the board members?
Yes.
Because I have a couple questions for the gentleman.
Yeah, we're going to, for the people on Zoom, I don't even know where I'm looking. I'm sorry.
It's this way.
I know, but I'm looking at them. They can hear me. For the people on Zoom, and for the people here, we're going to take the questions from the public first, and then the board will have a chance. After you're finished asking questions, then the board will ask questions, okay?
Thank you.
So if there's anybody on Zoom that would like to ask a question, we'll take a turn with Zoom, but we're going to come to the people that are here too. 1 second. We're going to do it on Zoom. So if anybody on Zoom, just please state your name and address for the record.
Mark, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. My question is to Carmen DeCenzo, 1790 Drive. My question is right now, Ansonia is in the process of changing East Main Street to one way with diagonal parking. Would that parking be used for the seniors? And if so, is there an entrance on that second level on East Main Street?
That's a good question. The parking on East Main that's being done now really is probably going to be designated more for general public parking for the apartments and things like that. And it's really too far for the seniors.
But those are all public spaces.
But it's all, right? As Sheila just said, it's all public spaces. So the main entrance to the senior center is at 65 Main, which is at the lowest level, and it's accessed by either stair or elevator right now. You really wouldn't want to be parking up there on those new spots. And there's plenty of parking on 65 Main.
But it's important to add that there are going to be continued efforts to expand parking in this area. For example, Ansonia is seriously looking at another parking level above the lot that directly abuts this building. We're also looking at parking options behind the police station, and in fact, in areas in front of, in the Main Street area. So we're constantly having an eye out for expanding parking for this facility, and of course, all the growth and all the activity happening downtown. And as Sheila points out, all public spaces are open to all members of the public. So if a particular space ends up being convenient for you further from the building, of course it could be utilized. And that includes the West Main Street parking lot.
Thank you.
Any other questions on Zoom?
Does anybody else on Zoom want to speak?
Yes, Anello Malerba, 41 Lakeview Terrace. And I was going to say this in the public portion, so I'm just going to go ahead and state it now. I think in order to really help maintain the integrity of the city and the best interest really of our seniors, I would just ask the board to not rush into a decision until all information is gathered and researched. And I know this came up, and it should be noted that the mayor did promise a new senior center at the old Varka building, but instead they chose to sell it. I would also like to point out that the mayor of Ansonia has previously stated that they don't have the funds to complete the senior center that they're putting in. So with that being said, just please make sure you protect the interests of the Derby seniors and the Derby taxpayers. Thank you. That's all I got.
Anyone else on Zoom have any questions?
Hi, I'm Jan Mann. I live in Summit Commons. I'm down the street from where the building was that the senior center was supposed to go in. I know that the mayor said he was going to do it there, but it was also going to cost us a lot of money. And I'm confused as to why this is continuing to be a concern of everybody when I thought it was a done deal.
Okay.
The seniors right now are walking into a parking garage that is in dire need of repair, that you can fear for your life parking in there. They have to walk down the street, and there's only one spot to drop a handicapped person off. So I don't understand why everybody is so concerned that it's a big deal and worried about money and stuff like that. I think it's the best opportunity for Derby to combine with Ansonia so we get a better senior center that has more opportunities for all of us to do stuff, because the one we have now really isn't that great. I'm done.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions coming from Zoom?
Tonight to ask for $300,000, although we'll gladly take it. We have the money to do this project, but this project affords both communities to have an almost 9,000 square foot facility, which I maintain you cannot buy for $300,000.
So a lot of this is going to be subject to the negotiations that we talked about, right? And we don't want to go into that here. I think that's for the Derby Board of Aldermen to direct and a negotiation to occur. But the vision here is, what we're saying from the outset, is we want those decisions to be made together. So we're looking at a true partnership. We're not looking at a false partnership here, right? Just the idea of it. We're looking at something where you'd have a combined commission, and determinations about operations and hiring would be made by both Derby seniors and Ansonia seniors. That's the way, only way it's going to work, to be a real combined entity and not just members of. However, I'd say those decisions, how it's going to be done, that's reserved for the discussions between the Derby Board of Aldermen and the Ansonia Board of Aldermen to determine how, you know, representing the city and of course the seniors, how it would be best done. We're looking for a real cooperative effort here. We're looking for true cooperation.
Another thing that we're not taking into effect is, if we had this senior center and we could go to it, we wouldn't have to go to Oxford. We wouldn't have to go to Shelton. We would have a facility where we could do more, probably have more functions than what we have now, because we don't have the space and all that. But by thinking that you're going to get it here in Derby, you're not. Nothing is going to be done, because nothing has been done since who knows when. Nothing gets done. My father was on the board of aldermen many years ago. My name is Rosemary Benanto Holzer, just for people who may want to know. So he was the first person that did not want that parking garage. He did not want the redevelopment to go where Fair Shop in that area. He wanted it started, guess where? At the parking lot where they want to build this building. He said that's where the redevelopment should have been started. And we probably could have been on the river like they are in other towns. Had a lot more going for us. But we had political reasons, and who was against it and who was that? And so we never got it. I don't care if Moby Dick was the mayor of our town. It doesn't matter. You have to start taking into effect that we don't have anything, nothing in this city for what we pay for taxes. My daughter pays $14,000 a year. She didn't even send her kids to the high school because it was so bad. And I was going to use my pension to pay for them to go to private school. So please take into effect, what do we have here? We have nothing. And I don't think we ever will have anything. Not the way things are voted on. We have a superintendent of schools who makes more than anybody in the state. And we have three freaking schools. And we get nothing. The kids get nothing. You can't even have a football team because there's not enough kids in the schools to go out for it. And we got a $25 million field that we can't even use. Let's wake up and let's start doing something, all of you.
Okay, anybody have any questions from the audience?
Speak up. Oh, I got directions here. Okay. They tell me I got a big mouth anyway. So let me say, I'm an Ansonia resident. Well, I belong to both senior centers. Ansonia is going to have a nice new facility. We're going to have it. We're willing to bring Derby Senior Center in to make us partners. And one thing that hasn't been discussed there, worrying about Derby money being put into an Ansonia building. Nobody's discussed yet the maintenance of this building. We'll have one director, not two directors. One's been janitorial staff, not two. One brand new HVAC system, not two systems. But also to address these people worried about Derby money going to an Ansonia building. A few years back, we investigated the building in Derby that was going to become a Derby and Ansonia Senior Center. It didn't work out. What I understand, Ansonia put six figures into that building. That building got sold by the city of Derby. Did any of that money come back to Ansonia? You two girls, you know anything about that? I'm going to shake yourself. I'll ask you, Sheila. Did any of that money come back to Ansonia? Just a statement of worrying about where the money's going.
Yeah, it's a good point. If we could just join together, we could save a lot of money.
Yeah, for Ansonia, it really is about a continued effort, right, to create this partnership. And I think we're in a unique position where we can really say to you, what would have happened if the shoe was on the other foot? Because it was on the other foot. And we were seriously looking at a partnership at the Varka building. And Ansonia was willing to essentially move forward with that on similar terms. Now, the Varka building didn't work out for multiple reasons. It just wasn't the right fit, right, at the right time. Now we have a building in Ansonia that we believe is. But we're not asking Derby to do anything that Ansonia wouldn't have been willing to do. And I think that's demonstrated by the circumstances. And yes, there was money that Ansonia spent researching that. We think it's money well spent, even though it didn't work out. Because we see the bigger picture as being more important, which is having a unified effort, having these combined efforts. Regionalization saves money, and it's going to provide a better service for our seniors. At the end of the day, that's what I believe both mayors are prioritizing here. The service to the seniors, making it the best in the area and in Connecticut.
Thank you.
So it gives you a three-dimensional configuration of what this facility will look like. The floors are going to be what's called luxury vinyl tile, not hardwood, very similar in style, but it's more luxury vinyl tile. And the environment should be in conducive to a lot of activities for the seniors. Okay, you can let that keep running, Mark. Question.
Yes. Well, actually, more of a statement than a question. I'm all for joining with the Ansonia as a group, as one cohesive center. Not Ansonia, not Derby. A center that all of us can enjoy and profit from with our entertainments, with our crafts, with our crochet, with all our groups. Sure. I can see where you'd like your own center. That is not going to happen in our lifetime. Let's face it. That $300,000 you keep talking about is not even going to put a new elevator in that center down there. Second of all, we have a garage that is a nightmare, total nightmare. You have to be so careful where you're walking. There's holes, there's concrete falling down. What's to say that in 2 weeks, they don't declare that garage uninhabitable? Close it down. Where are you going to park? How are you going to get into that center? There are like four parking places, and there's none in front of the center on that road. The back of the center is where we would walk from the garage. There's probably four spots. Have you ever seen any of them empty? I haven't. That walk from the garage to the center, it doesn't look like much, but when you're handicapped, and you have to walk up that incline, it's like walking up Mount Everest. It's like, damn, I gotta whoop this again. And now you've got an elevator in that garage. I wouldn't get in it. If I'm going to the center and I'm parking in that garage and I'm alone, I have to go up a floor. I gotta get in that elevator alone. What's to say that elevator doesn't break down? Who's gonna know I'm in that elevator? Nobody's gonna know. You're going to open that door, you know, down the road 6 months, you're going to find a skeleton. Well, maybe not quite. I got a lot of meat. I'd last a little more than 3 months. Time. So not one saying, oh, well, we're letting you join us. And the other thing is, you're saying, yes, we can join Sonia for $8. Why should we spend $3,000? If all of us go to Sonia in that Derby building, what's to say in the town six going to say, well, look, there's nobody coming to the Derby Senior Center. Let's close it down. We'll save lots of money. Is that what you want? No, we don't want that. We want to be together. We want to work together. Let us be the spotlight to start joining both towns together. Leaders in this. Let us be the ones that say, we're going to do this together. Let this be a start. And maybe when everyone sees how well we can do this together, maybe they will go on to include maybe the schools, maybe the fire departments, maybe the police departments. Help each other out, isn't that what neighbors are? That's what we were taught when growing up. You help your neighbor. If they're down, you give them a hand, pick them up. You don't keep knocking them down. Let's be realistic. We need to be together. Thank you.
Well, one second. Let me just add, the project has been bid out. We have the construction values. If we got to go ahead from Sheila, we could probably be done by the end of the year. about 4 months. Okay, so by January 1st, you could have it, have your facility. As long as we can get equipment, that's the key right now. Go ahead.
The bathrooms are all on one side of the building.
There's a toilet on that side.
Isn't that by the kitchen?
Right by the kitchen. There's another toilet there. Yes. Yes. There is one right there. So there's one close by. And then there is another one in the tower where the elevators are, main elevator. There's a bathroom right there.
Yes. But the bathrooms and
right here.
Back here.
Right here. There's a bathroom.
When
right
you
there.
Have 100 people in here, that's not enough bathrooms.
There is. That's plenty. That is.
The other piece.
All right, any other questions?
Are there any other questions from people on Zoom?
I recently just asked about toilet facilities. There's a handicapped toilet by the kitchen. There is a handicapped toilet by the elevator. And there is a series of bathrooms by the front entrance of the facility. The 8,000 square feet may seem like it's a big facility. It's really not. You can get there fairly quickly to the bathrooms. So it's not really that bad.
We've got to stay in Derby, okay? Tell them what it would cost to fix the Derby Senior Center.
I can't tell you now, okay? But I would assume, I know the building. I've seen the building. You've probably got that building's probably 4,000 square feet, somewhere around there total. You're probably looking at $50 to $100 a square foot. So if it's, let's say, and inflation's really hurting construction prices right now. So depending if you need a new roof, new mechanical system, renovation of floors, are there any hazardous material in the building? We don't know that, but you got to figure if put $100 a square foot, you're talking at 4,000 square feet, $400,000, $500,000 to repair it. And it's not going to be the right size. So that's the thing.
I would like to say something to the woman that just asked that question. Why would you want to stay in Derby? It's three floors. There's not enough room for luncheons. We have to walk from a terrible garage that I don't like. When there's carps up above your car when you're walking, you know there's stuff dropping. So I don't understand. And the other thing is Derby's the smallest city in Connecticut. We don't have the land and the property that other our Valley tenants areas do to do any of this stuff. That's why George Hagee was supposed to be perfect, but it ended up having asbestos. And to eradicate asbestos in a building is a lot of money that we didn't have. So combining the two senior centers makes a positive thing that we get together and combine as a team, because it only helps the communities get more money and extra help in here that we don't have right now in Derby. That senior center is the pits. It's not big enough for anything. There's not enough room. There's not enough parking. And you're in a parking garage that could kill all of us. That's it.
Any other questions?
I have a comment, not a question. Everybody's saying, let's join forces, Ansonia, Derby, let's do this, let's merge. I'm in favor of that. Street departments, everything. I'm in favor of the whole nine yards. But people from Ansonia, you have to wake up too, because you can't get along with your own people. Assumption Church wanted to join with Holy Rosary, and it was unbelievable. I went to the meeting, everybody was fighting. Nobody wanted to join. That's the same city. So we just got to make sure we do things right here. Make sure, Mayor.
All right. Any other questions? Let's get on back on topic, everyone. All right. Okay. Hold on. Time out. All right. Do we have any other questions?
Can you hear me?
1 second. Diane.
Can you hear me on Zoom?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. I just have this question. There's been some discussion back and forth on the layout and the different rooms in the proposed senior center. I was wondering if anybody had talked to the director and the assistant director of the Derby Senior Center, and the same for the Ansonia Senior Center, to get their input on what should go into a layout of a new senior center? And if not, if the information they have from being in those senior centers would be helpful to the architect and the people that are laying it out. That's my question. Thank you.
Okay. The Ansonia committee, the building committee from the Ansonia Senior Center did talk with us. We've had numerous meetings with them. We've made modifications to the facility. We've increased the space twice. So we originally started around 5,000-6,000 square feet. We're now up to 8,000 square feet. Right.
We had all that information when we even when we designed this building, which we weren't sure whether you were coming on board or not, but we had done a feasibility study. That's when Mr. Rano pointed out that, you know, we had spent some money. We did. We looked at the programs that you offer, all the good things that are happening in Derby and what we're offering in Ansonia as well. And I know your director and our director will be happy to address it. But yeah, we did take that all into account when we designed this. So just want to be aware.
So good evening, everyone. I'm Diane Strowman, and I am the chair of the Ansonia Elderly Service Commission. And I'll answer two things. One, Mr. Linetti, I don't know what happened with the churches, but I will tell you that this is not a first time conversation that's being held between the regionalization of the Ansonia and Derby Senior Centers. We had this meeting 4 years ago, 5 years ago. We had a meeting. We had different meetings. We brought together the Ansonia Elderly Service Commission meeting committee. We met with the Derby Senior Service Committee. We sat down and we talked about, what does Ansonia do? What does Derby do? What are the needs? So we had all that because we thought we were going into the Varka building. And I didn't see any, we didn't have any turmoil going on. We sat down and we had decent conversations together. Everyone seemed to be on board. So I just want to set the record straight that you might have seen something somewhere else, but when it came to us as the seniors, we were very professional and we respected each other. And I believe we were ready to go until we found out that the building wasn't available to us. So this is not a first time conversation regarding regionalization. The other is for the gentleman online. Yes, we did look at the architectural workup. Mike will tell you, we had several meetings. We had several changes. We looked at the feasibility study that was done, which took in consideration our conversations that we had previously with the two commissions together. So we looked at what Derby was doing, we looked at what Ansonia was doing, and we in turn made space to be able to do all of those things. So anyway, I just want to say this is nothing new, but I don't like somebody thinking that we can't get along, because I do. This is the Valley, and we can get along.
Anyone else have any questions?
Yeah. How many of you on the board want this merge between Ansonia and Derby? We haven't heard from you at all. We like to hear from you and what you think of it. Oh, I'm not saying nothing. I can't hear you. But don't you do investigating and stuff like that as far as going into this building that we are in now?
So you haven't been in that building. How about the flood this morning? Did you know about that? Gee, and you're all on the board. Why don't you know about that? Mm-hmm. Well, then there's something wrong. That's the point. That's true. That's the point.
You want to speak?
And then I get scared when I'm alone if I go outside. You know, housing is right there. There's all kinds of people standing there. You don't know who's going to attack you, who isn't going to attack you. I'm frightened till I get in that senior center. And yet, everybody's saying they don't want to go someplace else. The building's falling down. I pick up stones and throw them. If it falls on my car, trust me, I'm going to own Derby. The other day, I found a liquor bottle full in front of my car. So who's going in that garage at night? Who's in that garage? Who do we have to worry about? We're senior citizens. I can't fight them off. What do I do? What do I do with my husband? He can't help. So now we want a new facility. Yes, we're paying a lot of taxes. You know why? Because downtown looks like a slum. We could have had it fixed up. We could have gotten more taxes in the city, but they chose to change the plan and we got nothing. So who takes care of it? The seniors. That's all that's in Derby. So if you can't do something for the seniors, then you shouldn't be on the boards.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Okay.
Anybody else want to speak from on Zoom?
Anybody else on Zoom? Before you get to there, I will just address one issue that came up at the last meeting in terms of security. Tenor Construction and us, the architects, have looked at this. There's ways we can segment the space off so that you can be protected. You know, if there was ever an event at the police station. But I don't believe that's going to be an issue. I feel very comfortable. The police are there. The police are in the area. So I'm just going to tell you, we have ways to segregate those stairs and the elevators with key access cards, things like that. No, Tenor.
Huh? State your name and address. Just speak.
One of my biggest problems with this whole situation is Derby has never been invited to give our opinions of what we think we need. I don't think you've talked to enough senior people to see what we need. I haven't been to the building, but the looks of it to me and the sounds of it to me, I'm using a cane to walk now. It's going to be very difficult for me to get into that building. I haven't heard any amount of how many handicapped parking spots there are, but if you have 100 people coming there, I'm sure, say 30 of them might be needed by handicapped people. Are you going to have 30 handicapped parking places near the elevator, or are you going to have to walk a great distance? Like now, I get out of my car across the street, the main entrance of the Derby Center, and take my life in my hands going in that traffic because I cannot walk from the garage to the center. That's just a fact of how my health has been lately. And that's my biggest problem is that we haven't been invited to give opinions. And in the beginning, when we had that first meeting, we were talking about different things like that. But the look of the building and the way I see things there, it doesn't look like something that we as seniors can use, in my opinion. And I've been in the senior center for about 15 years now, so I've been here a while. And I've been in other senior centers, but I just feel like we've been neglected, even though we're supposed to be part of this, we haven't been part of it. And the aldermen haven't been part of it either. So that's my problem And I think a lot of our problems are the same way. We feel left out and not listened to. And maybe it's too late. There's so much done on the building now. I don't know. I don't know what can be done, but that's the big problem in my mind.
Are there any more questions, comments?
Hi.
We have one more person is going to make this comment.
Hi, it's Dolores Mikowski again. I just wanted to just say, I live in Shelton. I'm a member of the Jerby Senior Center. I'm also on their board, executive board. I just want to address the alderman for just one last time and beg you to please vote with your heart and not with your party. For once, listen to the people. This country has stopped being for the people. Well, it's time we stepped up and vote the way the people would like it and what we need. Think of us before you think of your party. That's all. Thank you.
Hello. I see. Can I ask a question from Zoom?
Yes.
Vincent Ribeiro from Derby. Did I hear it correctly that there will be a separate dedicated elevator in the new facility, a separate elevator to transport prisoners up to the police department, separate from the elevator that the seniors would use?
Yes, that is correct. There is a separate elevator for all prisoners inside the garage off of East Main Street. No seniors will have any contact with that at all.
Yes, fine. Thank you. Thank you for that reassurance.
So did you hear me? I just want to repeat it once more time. The question was about security prisoners, separate elevator. There is an elevator only to the second floor of the parking garage, okay, that goes directly to the fourth floor of the building to the police department. None of the public has access to that at all.
Yeah, thank you.
If the decision is made by the Board of Aldermen not to join in with the Ansonia Senior Center, does the board have any place in Derby that they could say we could put a new senior center?
So the question was, after anybody else here, whether or not there is an alternative building for the seniors in Derby if they don't know that. And they can discuss that or whatever. It would have been nice if Griffin Hospital says we'll give you this convalescent hospital. It's all level one floor. Or if this one chipped in or got with us, but we've looked everywhere in Derby, and right now there isn't. There could be something there somewhere, but right now there's not anything that we can say, yeah, this would be beautiful for a senior center, as far as my mind, you know.
Do you realize that Birmingham is gone? They took it down?
Yeah, that was a couple of weeks ago. You missed that.
Yes, and I live right down the street. That place was full of mold and all kinds of stuff. That's why Griffin got it, and it's turning into a parking lot.
Nice piece of property. Are there any other questions? One final ask. Okay, hearing none. I will close that portion of the public hearing.
Answers from the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. So if anybody from the board has any questions for the design team and developers. Oh, I'm sorry. We're going over to number six now. It's going to be questions and answers from the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, to the design team and developers. So,
questions from the aldermen to us as the design professionals, construction professionals.
So, anybody on the board wants to start?
My name is Rob Heider. To answer Mrs. Cassini, once we have more information, we'll be able to. Based on what I'm hearing tonight from all the seniors, this is, you want this to happen. It makes complete sense based on the structure that's in Derby, how it's falling apart, how the parking garage is falling apart. It makes complete sense. However, we need to make sure that we have the taxpayers in mind as well. We received a petition in our packet tonight with 74 signatures. And of those 74 signatures, only 33 are from our Derby residents. That's 45%. So we have the other 41 signatures are from Naugatuck, Trumbull, Monroe, East Haven, Oxford, Seymour, Shelton, and Ansonia. So we need to make sure that we're taking care of the Derby taxpayers. And one question that comes to mind is the renovation of this building in Ansonia is going to cost $1.2 million. And of that, they're asking Derby for $300,000. How much of that $1.2 million is going to be for the renovation of the senior center alone?
All of it.
The infrastructure is done.
All of it.
The infrastructure has been complete. This is solely for the renovation.
So the 1.2 is strictly for okay, good.
You're
good
also getting the benefit of us having invested in the windows, the roof. You're also getting the benefit of us having already invested in the roof, in the windows, in the security system, and all of that.
An emergency generator system as well.
We already outfitted the building for PDs. That's not even, you know, a part of a consideration. So,
okay.
You know,
that's good to know. I wasn't aware of that.
Yep.
I've read in several places and in our packet tonight, the Derby Alders were invited to the meeting in Ansonia back in June, I believe it was June 16th. However, we weren't asked if it was convenient for us, if we could make it. So, and I know a lot of people were questioning why weren't any of the Derby Alders there. I can say personally, and I can actually speak for President DiMartino as well. Our daughters graduated on the side lawn here from Derby Middle School that evening. So I wasn't able to attend that, how much I would have loved to. But that's why I think it's important that we're here tonight listening to everyone's concerns. So I think this is fantastic information and I appreciate all the input, and it's going to be helpful once we make a decision. And again, as Mr. Sill had mentioned, we need to hear from Mr. Attorney Bertola before we can make a final decision on that.
I just want to thank everyone for coming. This is Anita Dugato. I just want to thank everyone for coming. I do like to hear from the people because that's our job, is to hear from you and our taxpayers, especially me and my ward, and find out what they are thinking about because I represent you. Just a minute. But coming new to the board, I have not seen a lot of the information. So I am going to scrupulously look at the information and make the best decision for everyone. Go ahead.
If this was an election year and we weren't going to be voting for mayor, would this be a problem? Is this a political reason?
I don't think it's a political answer. No, I would like to speak for everyone. Yeah.
Because the Republicans and the Democrats, we don't want them to get it. And the Democrats aren't voting because they don't want him to get it. So don't tell me this is not political.
I try very hard not to be political to make the best decision. But I need information and I will get that from everyone and review it. So thank you.
Martino, Third Ward Alderman. First of all, I want to say you guys
are a fiery bunch. Holy cow. I love it. I wish I had half your energy, but I'm up to be in this room full of seniors. And what I want is what you want. I heard so many great things tonight. Great speech. Great. Mrs. Saffo, Mrs. Stanky, and the lady over there. I like where you're at. I grew up in Derby in the 70s and 80s, okay? When Derby was all about tradition, all about pride, all about family. You couldn't go to a Derby and Sonia football game and there would never be an empty seat, ever. And Derby and Aunt Sonia were kind of like oil and water, right? That's kind of where I'm still at, you know what I mean? But when it comes down to it, Derby seniors should be a priority, no matter what administration is in place, okay? And it's really, has it been? I don't know. That needs to change. What's that? I truly mean it.
He doesn't want that. And I'm tired of being lied to. I really am.
I totally understand. Totally.
Tired of it.
So
all you got in Derby are seniors. You can't get young people here anymore.
Right.
Look at downtown. There's nothing. You can't bring any money in. Us seniors can't afford the taxes that you're putting on us because you have no redevelopment downtown. And so we got nothing.
Yeah.
And you expect us to keep going into the garbage every day and paying. But when you just want a raise, they get the raise. And it's okay to put the taxes up.
Right. Well, I'm saying.
Now we want something.
Right. That needs to change. You guys deserve better. Okay. You really do. I mean, the seniors of this town should never be left behind, ever. That's my thoughts. And yeah, I want what's best for you. I want what you guys want. I heard a lot of good things tonight. And I just want to thank you all for coming. And it was a productive night, I think. Thank you.
Thank you. I do want to let you know, too. Talk loud. Okay, I have to talk louder. All I can tell you, ever since this has been going on, Derby residents have been coming up to me and saying, we are Derby residents. You have to do what we want you to do. And they keep complaining. They don't want our taxes to go up and do anything like that. I go to church every week. They get me in the parking lot. They keep coming up to me because they know I'm an alderwoman. And they keep saying, you aldermen have to go do what we voters want to do. So we have to do that, definitely. It's up to our Derby residents, okay? Thank you.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear all the presentation. Yeah. Gotcha. And are you waiting for Derby for the go?
No.
Okay.
No.
Sir. Listen, I want to thank everybody for coming tonight. This is why we had this meeting, to get your voice. Your voice is important to us. This is not political to me. This is listening to you. This is why we're here tonight, to get your concerns, hear your voice. We will get together as a group. We will talk it over. We will listen to the city lawyer, to get his opinion on certain things to make sure everything's okay with this plan. But we were here tonight to listen to you. This is what we wanted to do. So heard you loud and clear. Like my brother said, a lot of good advice tonight, a lot of good speeches tonight. So give us time now to hash it out amongst us and let us work on this and get this done for you.
Barbara, did you have a couple questions?
Barbara, I do.
Go ahead.
I do. And my last but not least.
Floor is yours.
Barbara DeGennaro, First Ward, Alderwoman, for those who can't see me or do not know me. I do have a couple questions for Mr. Marcinek. If you could go back to the plan and show me exactly where those elevators are.
Okay. The if you look at the plan,
the arrow right to the bottom.
Right where the stairs are on the bottom, right to the left. That's the elevator that goes up from the 65 Main Street entrance.
So where's the second elevator that you've indicated? Elevator, this is the second elevator.
Northeast corner of the building, right there, down, pull down, right there.
Okay, because when you initially spoke before Mr. Ribeiro, I think it was, who asked a question about the elevators.
Yes.
I thought that there was one elevator, and you were closing it off.
No.
Or not you. It would be closed off to
there's actually three elevators. So now those are two public elevators. One, that's mostly for the police department. The public elevators off the tower, and then to the south. West our northwest corner, right across the page, is the prisoner elevator right there.
So the seniors elevator is exclusive for the seniors?
It's not exclusive. It's for the police department, but it can be accessed. We can access that floor with car key control so that nobody from the public can enter there unless you can have someone watching or can have someone giving the elevator activity to that floor. So if you have a public event, okay, and you want to open that up to the public, somebody can go in there with a key, turn the lock off, and everybody can get up during a public, but I would, you'd want to have someone there just overseeing everything. During the day, when everybody's in the building, card key access only, no one from the public can get onto that floor.
But the police are still have a bill. Nobody can get onto the floor, but they could still be in the elevator.
They could still be in the elevator. Yes.
Okay. And before you mentioned about there was a series of stalls. We didn't use the word stalls in the bathroom. You talked about the handicap bathroom. How many stalls are there in that other set of restrooms that you were talking about number?
Right. If you look just to the north of the tower elevator, that's a handicap toilet. If you come into the main lobby and turn to the right, you will see the ladies' room is five stalls, one handicap in there. The men's have three stalls, one handicap, and two or three urinals. Which is more than sufficient for that quantity of visitors to the facility.
Okay. And where are the emergency? I'm looking on my computer, even the screen, it's very small to me, but where, that's why I'm asking you to point it out. Where are the emergency stairway exits for this building?
The emergency egress are down the egress stairs at the tower. Okay. So the south, no, not that one. That's closed off. That tower. Those stairs down, goes down to the east to Main Street, and then to the northeast where the other elevator is, that you go down one set of stairs and you egress out East Main Street.
Okay. I don't think I have any other questions for you at this point, but I would just like to make a couple comments to those in the public. We certainly are not voting on this tonight, so that's not what the purpose of this meeting was for. A lot of information has come forth to us that we've never seen before or heard. But I do want to make a comment that, I want to say that I respect what Attorney Marini has indicated, that vision, you know, we have a vision here, but visions cost money. And we're certainly, as a board, going to look to what this costs if we decide to take this project and accept it for our Derby Senior Center, what it is going to cost in the future. It's not just going to be the initial capital dollar money. So that is something that I, as a member, I'm concerned about. And, you know, I also had mentioned there was one of our full board meetings that we really didn't touch upon it, but I had to miss due to work commitment. One of the other areas in Derby that I had mentioned to the fellow board members, and again, it's all on the table, and your voices have been heard, and we will discuss it at length. But we do have use of the Inopiac property, which is at Sodom Lane at the end of and David Humphreys. And there is in that within that deed that it could be used for recreation and purposes. It could be a costly proposition, but it is another site that I'm going to ask within our board to take a look at and see if it is feasible or viable. It may not be, but you know, that is a piece of property that sticks in my mind. And thank everybody for their patience tonight. And if anybody has any questions, you certainly could come back to another Board of Aldermen meeting. Thank you.
Anybody else from the board? I'd like to say a couple words. First off, once again, thank you. We finally got this meeting down here for you. I hope it was informative. The board is sitting here listening, so they're hearing what you have to say. One major thing that's coming in that the board, I think, knows already, the city knows, that the Route 34 project has been approved and is going out to bid in September. And part of that 34 project is going to be a 2.5-year construction job. So you see how it is downtown right now? Imagine what it's going to be like for that 2.5 years trying to get into the senior center down there. It's a disaster now, especially with all the infrastructure going in with Eversource. We need to find a safe place for you guys. I think you guys all know that I'm very pro moving the senior center there. Mrs. Stanky questioned the $300,000, but joining these senior centers together, you got half the staff, like Mr. Reno said. So you're paying half on everything. We're gonna be recouping money because it's gonna be costing us less to run a center. And you're gonna have more events. You're gonna have more bingo. You're gonna have your needlepoint, whatever you want to do. There's gonna be more opportunity to do what you wanna do in this place in a safe environment. Me being an officer for so many years, what better place if something happens to one of you? As Alderman over here was saying, you are our precious little jewels in this. You got us to where we're at. We got the ball, now we have to run. You're right, we have to do what's right for you. And that's what we plan on doing. And I know we're gonna sit together and we're gonna talk this over. Is time in essence? I don't know. Is this it written in stone that we're gonna stay there for 20, 40 years? Or are we gonna find something in 5-6 years that's gonna be suitable for us in Derby? Maybe the Inopiac property, we don't know. But we need to find a safe spot for you. The air conditioner unit, I think blew out today. There was a problem over there. You had your lunch up there. It was hot. I mean, these are the things with an old building. And I think that thing was built in the 1800s, if I'm not mistaken, or early 1900s. We have a great opportunity to give you a great building. You gotta take an elevator up, but then it's one floor up there. I think it's a nice safe spot. I think we're gonna do our due diligence here on this board. And I thank you for coming here. I apologize for the speakers that they didn't work, but this isn't our house, unfortunately. And this is what we were given. So thank you for listening to us. Drive safe tonight. Try to stay cool in your homes. And like I said, we should be having more discussion on this. And that's all I got. And thank you once again.
There's a motion by Mr. Sill to adjourn at 7:56 and seconded by Mr. Joe DiMartino.
Aye.